Nurses are some of society's most precious resources. Today, we're speaking with Julie Ben-Benishti on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots. This is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
My guest is Julie Ben-Benishti. She's an intensive care nurse at Hadassah who serves as the trauma nurse coordinator at Hadassah En Karim in Jerusalem, Israel. Julie, why did you become a nurse? As I said in my intro, nurses are some of society's most precious resources and sometimes pretty underappreciated.
I became a nurse after I made Aliyah to Israel and I finished my high school here in Israel. And I wanted to learn a profession that for sure I can find a job wherever I go in the world. And so I went to nursing school at Hadassah. I was accepted at Hadassah and I went to nursing school there. And that was my main motivation for becoming a nurse at that time.
Do you feel as somebody who's been in the United States and in Israel, is there the same sort of stigma? Do you feel that stigma is going away in nurses? Do they have that in Israel?
Yeah, you're right. There is. It's not thought of as such a wonderful profession. And my parents were disappointed even that I wanted to become a nurse. And it's thought of as we change diapers and we. But it's changed tremendously since I've become a nurse in the amount of decision making that we have to make and the amount of teamwork that I have with my physicians. It's not like they're the boss and we follow. We really consultate together on all the patients that we take care of. And that I'm in the profession, I have a great sense of satisfaction and I feel very good in my profession.
Well, I think it's nurses like you that helped to change that scope and some of that stigma. And why did you choose the specialties? Tell us about your specialties.
Well, I have a very high adrenaline level. So I know that I needed something that would challenge me mentally as well as challenge me physically. And I like to work and I like to move my patients off the bed and I like to see the change. I really need immediate satisfaction. So I really like to see changes in my patients fast. And that's why I chose intensive care. And I worked in intensive care for about 30 years. And then I did my bachelor's degree and my master's degree, married 3 children, and still working all the time at Hadassah. And now I'm finishing my doctorate degree. And I always wanted something challenging. And sometimes even after I'm at work for 10 hours running all over the hospital, for now it's 5 or 6 buildings, I'm running all over the place and I teach in the nursing school and I do clinical research and I visit all my patients. I even have to come home and run for 10K before I can settle down in the evening. So for me,
wow.
It was the right profession for me mentally and physically. Yeah, I need a lot of
Sounds like
energy.
It's so rewarding for you. Now, you've spent most of your career at Hadassah Hospital. Why? What do you love about Hadassah?
Well, I really didn't know that Hadassah really has this environment of such a family feeling until I went and visited other hospitals and I saw the relationship between the nurses and the other staff members, whether it's doctors or assistant nurses or the families that they take care of. And at Hadassah, it really is a feeling of a family. And we have a fierce loyalty to Hadassah. And we really do consult with each other as nurses, as equals in care for the patient. And it doesn't matter who's a professor and who's a doctor and who's a nurse and who's the cleaning worker who says, hey, you have to wash your hands. Don't forget to wash your hands before you go into the patient. So it is a family. We really feel close to each other. And the level of quality of care that we want to give our patients, we're always in competition with each other to give better care, more up-to-date care, and more evidence-based care. So I feel it's a very good environment.
Well, you segued so beautifully into the next question. Tell us about evidence-based nursing and using holistic health as important to you as a nurse. You mentioned getting those patients up and getting immediate satisfaction, helping them as quickly as you can. And some of that is a holistic way to think.
Yeah, most most definitely. When we saw that we didn't have enough training in acute stress disorder, which means patients that were in a stress situation after trauma, my doctors, along with the nurses, went to get training in acute stress disorder. It wasn't that my trauma surgeons and my ICU physicians didn't think that the emotional state of their patients was less important than any other organ in their body. So this, to me, also is a reflection of how my physicians feel, how our physicians feel about giving holistic care to our patients. So evidence-based nursing is every practice that I do, every care practice that I provide and deliver to my patient has to be has to be backed by some sort of science. And it can't be something that's intuitive. It has to be something that has been proven by science, by research, as having any kind of good outcome to patients. For instance, we found that if we take a small child's toothbrush and brush the patient's teeth when even they're intubated with a tube, we were reducing the amount of ventilated associated pneumonias that our patients were getting as a result of the tube being in their mouth. So that had to be proven. I mean, it sounds like a good idea, brushing a patient's teeth. Well, we had to prove that it changed any outcomes, that it had any impact on patient outcome.
Wow. See, that's keen observational skills. And that's being able to look at something and say, this will make a difference. Now, so tell us a little bit about how you train IDF medic trainers in treating injuries and honing those observational skills like those you were just discussing.
Mm. Yeah, we have a very... I call it basic training. They really go through boot camp with me, the Army medics. The Army medics, not just the regular medics, but the medics who train medics. So they're already very experienced medics. Come to me for a week of Hadassah training. And from the word go, I mean, they can't keep up with me. They run after me all the time with their tongues out because I give them so much work to do. But what I do give them is every day they get a scavenger hunt of things that they have to observe in the operating room, in the ICU, in the recovery room, and in the trauma unit of how our teams work. How do we keep our patients safe and secure? What kind of measures do we do? We don't talk about it. We just do it because we know that we keep our patients safe and secure. So my main goal in training these medics is that they don't just think that they have to give in the field, just get the patient to the hospital as quickly as possible. No, even the first aid that they're giving in the field has to be the most optimal care possible, and it has to be continuing of care. So they're giving their first aid, but it has to flow continuously into the next stage of the patient's care in the hospital. So we try to close that gap between the pre-hospital and what happens in the hospital itself.
I bet they do have trouble keeping up with you. Gosh, what energy you have. So now tell us a little bit. You work at the hospital. Does your work at the hospital contribute to your work as a volunteer for nurses in the Middle East, or vice versa? Are they working cohesively together for you?
Okay. I, as I became a very mature nurse, realized that our impact, nurses' impact, has a lot to impact on society and not just what we're doing in the hospital. And I found, in addition, when I became a trauma nurse, I found that 30% of my patients I was sending back to the Palestinian Authority, which does not have a developed health system as they do in Israel. So we were investing much time, energy, efforts, everything. Our heart and soul went into healing everybody at the hospital, healing these patients, and then we were sending them back to a big black hole. We didn't know what was happening there. So what we did do was develop a network of nurses in the Palestinian Authority and in Israel. We worked together also, to give continual care to our patients. So whatever my patient is being released home, I call a nurse that I know in that area of either it's in Hebron or Ramallah or Jericho or any other Palestinian city, and I will call a nurse and they'll say, look in on him and see if he has, if all his needs are provided for, and if not, let me know and I'll see what I can do to help him out. So this network is a network of nurses in the Middle East. So we work together.
And you've written some books. What prompted you to write them? Tell us about them.
Well, when we started having the Intifada in the 1990s and I was a nurse in the ICU, we gained a lot of experience with working with disaster victims, terror victims, mass casualties, blast victims, that as yet there was not that much data on that except for war. What happens in war, and people and soldiers were not writing, what medics were not writing how they were treating the patients in a war situation. So we started collecting data, started doing research. And so I wrote a chapter in a book, a few chapters in the book of disaster management for nurses. So that's one book. It's printed by Prentice Press out of New Jersey. Another book that I've written is on ethical challenges in the intensive care unit, because we face many challenges. And the ethics that we face day to day, whether it's resource scarcity or brain death patients or transplant patients or how to give good end-of-life care to one who has succumbed to their disease, also needs to be documented and written down and disseminated through as many people as possible. And my last book was experience of people going through a life-threatening experience as ICU, and what was it like for them surviving ICU.
Wow, that's fascinating. And where can people find those books?
Well, I think on Amazon, I think.
Tell us the name.
I don't know about disaster management. Disaster management, I think, is a textbook.
That's so cool. So now I understand your organization is celebrating two milestones, an anniversary of this year, the 100th anniversary of Hadassah Medical Organization. Tell us about your involvement in that, and the 100th anniversary of Henrietta Zold Hadassah Hebrew University School of Nursing. How are you involved in those?
Right. Well, I know we're having, there is some, they're planning a big group of Hadassah people and Hadassah nurses to coming to Hadassah. And I am on the board of organizing everything that's going to, all the celebrations that is going to happen when this group come. So we're talking about what we want them to see, what we want them to hear, what we want the people who are coming on this tour to experience. And local celebrations that we're having at the School of Nursing and in the hospital. So we're having celebrations all throughout the year.
So, Julie, wrap it up for us. What do you want people to know about nursing, about you, about Hadassah Medical Organization, why you love it so much, but mostly about this passion that you have for taking care of people and making sure that you follow through all the way to recovery?
I think the great amount of satisfaction that we receive from our job, I mean, that really is why we get up every morning and go to work, is the amount of satisfaction that we have when patients and their families say, thank you so much. I know that if it wasn't for you, my father, my mother, my child would not have survived. I think there's nothing, I mean, that's the meaning. That's the significance of why I'm here and what I'm doing. It's a very good feeling that we have. And if it happens to me once a week, even, that someone says something like that, I mean, I know why I did what I did and what I chose, and where I am is where I should be.
Wow, you give me chills. Certainly, what energy and passion and dedication you have as a nurse. You're a precious commodity, Julie, you are. And you do the work of angels, nurses. And I don't think people really realize this. Nurses are the lifeblood of the medical community. Thank you so very much for being on with us
today.
And telling us your story. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit Hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, please visit Hadassah.org/podcasts. That's Hadassah.org/podcasts. This is Melanie Cole. Thank you so much for tuning in.